14 separate airports and will be asked to self-quarantine for 14 days.
More colleges are canceling in-person classes. White House tours are suspended. Princess cruises are canceled for the next 2 months. The NBA season is suspended, and Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban tells Fox Sports,
"Maybe this ends up being for the best. You know, you minimize, you just have fewer cases and fewer distribution, and then good things happen. So, and hopefully we get it all figured out."
The actor Tom Hanks says he and his wife Rita Wilson have tested positive in Australia. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Joey, can you throw me a cue? Like one of these, you know, like you're on here. That's right. Stand by. All right. It's going to be, we're 64 already, and we're going to be warming up nicely today. This is the day we had a blizzard in 1993. Today's high temperature, 80, maybe 81. So you can have some wild fluctuations, just like the stock market in the month of March. Tonight's low down to about 64. We're partly sunny today, a little milky sunshine with those high clouds and the sunshine kind of filtering through. Rain chances are well under 20% today, a little bit better tomorrow, about a 40% chance, especially in the afternoon as a weak front sinks southward in the state. Upper 70s tomorrow, but we'll be near or above 80 Saturday and Sunday. How about that for a weekend with temperatures of 80 or above? Widely scattered storms perhaps, but I think the rain chances are actually pretty small over the weekend. Not much change Monday and Tuesday. And the pollen count, oh boy, here we go with yellow cars again. Medium high to high over the next few days, right on through the upcoming weekend. Right now we have southwest winds at 8 miles per hour and milky sunshine, 64 degrees, 9:04. Have you heard about the coronavirus?
The one?
Yeah, it's a new thing.
Is it bad?
It just hit the news.
Really?
Yeah. It's got everybody talking and canceling events. Can you imagine? I just can't imagine these March Madness games where you usually have the roar of the crowd.
I know.
And you're just going to hear the squeaky.
I'll be surprised if they, because the NBA just canceled their games outright. Their season is suspended.
Well, yeah, until further notice, postponed.
I wonder if the NCAA is just going to go that far. I know they stopped having any audience or any crowd.
They're right.
Maybe allow, what, family?
Yeah, exactly. Family and close, people that have to be there, like the television crews.
Well, would you love to have that conversation if you can have close friends? You can have three close friends.
Yeah, exactly.
And you got to say, then your friends really find out who you care about.
Right. Right. And then, they're talking about Major League Baseball. Well, they haven't. Major League Baseball hasn't said anything yet. But that is up for debate as well. Yeah. Every concert. Tour.
Yeah.
And then you think about all the support people down to food vendors and the hotels and Uber guys and everything.
You know, I used to feel bad about being a hermit. Now it's like,
yeah, it's the end thing.
Hey, it's the way to live,
right,
folks. It's the way to live.
What are you doing today? Stay at home.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We'll be getting into, in just a second, what I would call the absurd reaction by the political media. And I know on this station are political media, and I'm not making a partisan point. I'm talking about Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, all of them. I'm going to get into that.
I want to hear what you got to say, so I want to be listening, all right?
All right, thank you,
all right,
Rich.
Buddy. Have a nice long day.
All right, safe travels to. Oh, you're not going to Europe.
No, I'm not.
Going to Europe.
I've got to cancel a flight to the Bahamas. I got to call Delta. We were just told you have to stay in line 6 hours for Delta, can have them call you back, or you can go online and actually cancel the flight, and then get that much credit. Now, this was a really expensive ticket. This
right.
First class ticket. Have that much credit for the you have to take it by 1 year. So hopefully, we'll see. We'll see
Sounds
how this
like
works
a
out.
Hassle.
I'll tell you how it works out tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you, Rich. News and Views begins in mere moments.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A former Montgomery police officer is out on bond while he appeals his manslaughter conviction. Aaron Cody Smith was released from the Limestone Correctional Facility on a $300,000 bond. Smith is now required to wear an ankle monitor and is not allowed to leave the state. A Birmingham police officer was shot in the line of duty Wednesday. Sergeant Anthony Wheeler was shot while making a traffic stop. He is expected to be okay. Police say one of the suspects was also shot. Two others are in custody. And Dallas County Sheriff Mike Grantham is making equipment upgrades a top priority. He says all of the patrol cars are now equipped with radar. Now he's working to put dashboard and backseat cameras in every patrol car. Grantham says these upgrades will make the department more efficient. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Hey, this is Ray Bowles at Prattville Carpet inviting you to our winter sales event going on now. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring, including carpet, hardwood, tile, laminate, and vinyl plank. Plus, receive 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit and half off any pet pad. Call 285-8117 and schedule your free measurement today. Save thousands during our winter sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet.
Schedule your free pre-measurement today by calling 285-8117 or see them on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville.
A new floor is a big decision, but with the Home Depot in your corner, it doesn't have to be a hard one. Take waterproof Stony Oak vinyl plank flooring from the Home Decorators Collection. Right now, just $229 a square foot. There's even more in store for you in our flooring showroom. From classic looks to the newest trends, you'll cover a lot of ground. For style, durability, and guaranteed low prices on floors, it's a good time to be a doer at the Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. U.S. only.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See StraightTalk.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Politicians uphill and down dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels. I sometimes suspected, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Yeah, we expect too much. Welcome to News and Views on a fine Thursday morning. I'm your host, Joey Clark. If you want to get on the program, 272-9228, I'll be giving out that number over the course of this three-hour show. And I'll be back with you hosting this afternoon, happy hour. But after watching the news and reaction to the president's speech last night, well, Bon Scott sang it well. Just, we're going to hell, folks. We're done. You know, this is a serious thing. I still maintain that we might be overreacting. Maybe we're not. We may not be keeping our composure as we should. I saw one person post about it saying it's kind of like you see statistics on car accidents, so you decide to never get in a car again, or at least never get in a car for several months. So that might be what's going on, but it's always good to take precaution, especially for those who could be most affected by this new novel coronavirus. I know people like that in my life, and I want them to be nothing but safe and secure. However, for weeks now, we have heard that the president needs to do something. And the president has said some things. Some of the things he's tweeted have not been the wisest things to say and do in the middle of the sort of crisis that unnerves people. There's something fundamental about the fear of disease. It's been throughout human history. It makes you think about the fact that, oh, I'm not just like me. I'm not just Joey, like solid, invincible. There's all these red blood cells and different antibodies and just different aspects of me and this tiny, invisible thing, essentially. So microscopic, I can't even see it with the naked eye. It's going to come in and start to destroy me from within. It's a freaky thing. I'll admit, when you really start to meditate on it and ponder the idea of disease and death, terrible thing. That said, when I think about these sorts of things as coronavirus, and I see what has been the political response, especially from the political news media, and I know, yes, I'm part of that. I get that. But I try to be a bit aloof from the rest of the crowd when it comes to the political news media. I watched Trump's speech last night. I thought it was all right. Maybe it could have come a little earlier. I mean, when all else fails, blame Europe. It's a pretty good policy for an American president. When all else fails, blame Europe. And I like the idea of a payroll tax holiday. I like the idea of the Small Business Administration giving support and loans to businesses, if need be, deferring tax payments. All stuff we talked about yesterday, and to see the president present it, though there needs to be congressional action on things like the payroll tax. Great. Grand. Wonderful. No yelling on the bus! But then after the president's speech, which I didn't think was this masterclass, I didn't feel like less or more fearful of this virus spreading. I started watching the news networks, the cable news networks, our beloved political media. I first turned to Fox News and Sean Hannity was on. Then Rachel Maddow, along with Christopher Hayes. And it is funny to me, you know, you talk about
fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
Of the people on that NBC panel, the horse-faced lesbian was Chris Hayes. Not a prize-winning horse, by the way. And then I flipped it over to CNN, and there's Cuomo, Chris Cuomo-Fredo, acting like a statue. He does have a good just stare into the distance face while somebody else is talking on the split screen. And then Don Lemon. Laura Ingraham comes on Fox, and so I'm flipping back and forth between all these folks. And I realized that the political news media, when it comes to a crisis like this, these politically minded folks obsessed with the government and what is the day-to-day politics, and yes, I know there's a bit of irony here and I'm looking in the mirror, but these folks are the last people we should be listening to in this sort of problem and crisis and issue. They should be the last people we listen to because they boil every damn thing down to, was the president good or was the president bad? President was fine. President was so-so. Honestly, I'm not surprised that the federal government has somewhat screwed the pooch here, not had testing ready to go earlier, because that's what governments with centralized control do. They often aren't efficient and aren't as prepared as they need be, and now they're turning to the private sector. Not surprised there. Not surprised to see that Europe has had issues because they didn't stop people from traveling from China too well. But when it is an issue like this facing the American people and facing the globe, honestly, really what we're going to spend all our time on at night on major networks is the president good or the president bad? The president's a great leader. No, the president was unclear, and he was making untrue points. And I'm sitting there going, how does any of this affect my life? What the president said and what many people who have common sense say is absolutely true. With an issue like this, you got to look out for you. Look out for those you know. Yes, it is probably wise at the local and state level that we actually embrace the fact that this country isn't run from the center, from the federal government. The country is actually run through freedom and networking and open communication between people. So it is up to you, if you're a parent, should I send my child to school? And it might be up to the administrators. We should have multiple levels of administration, of decision-making. At the end of the day, if Americans really do claim to be a free people, we should stop looking to those idiots in the press who boil down every damn issue to, is it good or bad, politically speaking? And is Donald Trump a good or bad leader? I could really give a damn about that at this point in time. Care more about, are my grandparents all right? Do we have enough testing? Let's solve the problem here. Am I concerned personally? No, not really. But if this is how government operates, and what is a difficult situation, to put it mildly, then we should ask ourselves why we keep turning to these self-serving, self-important morons time and time again. 272-9228. You can tell I'm in just a wonderful mood. I think we'll be fine. We'll be fine. Yeah. It's going to be rough. And of course, both sides say don't play politics as a way to play politics. Like, we're not playing politics, you're playing politics. Don't get, I know I'm rubber, you're glue. I know what you are, but what am I? It just is. It's a testament to how dysfunctional our so-called leaders actually are. It's like a bad marriage, and they need a divorce. These are not the folks we should look to lead us. We should look to doctors. We should look to people who are creating the technology to help fight this, to bring therapies to bear. And yes, there are some people with political power in office who are trying to do the right thing. But generally speaking, sometimes I wonder why I'm in this business that is the political news media. I try to have perspective, but I don't think some people in this business have the perspective that is needed to leave the stupid parlor game of good or bad guy, good or bad leader, orange man bad. No, he's a wonderful leader, greatest president ever. They should leave that out of the question and just allow Americans to figure out what we need to do with our individual lives while you provide us good information. If you have massive media platforms, why not do that? So 272-9228. Do take precautions. If you have children, be their parent, be their guardian. If you have loved ones that have underlying pre-existing illnesses, conditions, especially respiratory ones, diabetes, these sorts of things, take precautions. And really, an event like this reminds us that there are a lot of things we should be doing that we should always be doing. That sometimes these black swan events do occur. Whether it's Hurricane Katrina, for instance, and this whole city floods. Maybe if you had prepared for the 10,000-year storm, that would have never have happened. Maybe if you practice good hygiene and health habits, you won't be as susceptible to problems like a pandemic. There's always something around the corner in life. It can never be truly hunky-dory. And maybe this is a good reminder. It's a terrible thing. And I hate to see anybody succumb to this. But it is a good reminder to be prepared in life. and stop looking to our so-called leaders, especially hawk show toasts like myself, to show you the way. They're more obsessed with maintaining their power than I think actually serving. 272-9228. Oh, look at this. All the phone lines are lit up. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joe, Jim.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Yeah, you know, people out there just say, now, if you're going to listen to the media for your information, remember, MSNBC and CNN have lied to you for 3 years about the Russians. So if you're going to take that and then believe them about this, I don't think so.
Right.
I don't know if this thing is getting blown out of proportion. I think it's very serious.
It is.
I can sort of understand the sports things. You know, sports are not the most important thing in the world. So you got to miss a few games. But, you know, I can understand. Things got to be done. But it's all the misinformation. You know, I had somebody posted something, and it was supposedly said by a physician who's works at the White House, you know, at the Congress, where they, that 150 million Americans will contract this virus, which is half the population. Now, to throw that out there and that's it, that is very misleading.
Right.
Many people will get it and won't even have any symptoms.
Right.
So to say it like that makes, oh, my God, 150... They're all going to die. We're going to not have anybody left the United States, are we? I mean,
it's good to take precaution. And I think companies leading the way, whether in medicine or whether it's the NBA or the NCAA or concert promoters or bands and performers themselves saying, hey, we're going to take a break here just out of abundance of caution. I think that's fine. And that's probably the right approach. Now, I think sometimes maybe when we all look back, it's better to be overly cautious than it is to kind of be devil-may-care. And maybe we do look back at the stats and go, oh, it's like we didn't hop in our cars because we saw death statistics on the highways. So, but we don't know that yet. So why not take the necessary precaution?
Yeah, I can understand that. The worst thing to do, and I'm not going to do it, but to people, if you want to drive yourself to the brink of insanity, then stare at your TV at the mainstream media all day, or get on the internet and read all this false information continuously. And by the end of the day, you'll probably be suicidal.
Which takes out about 50,000 Americans a year. So be careful about that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying you can feed on this stuff to the point where, oh my God, I'm going to lock myself in my house and eat, canned pork and beans for the next 6 months, and I'm not going to go anywhere.
Thus my frustration and how I opened up the show today. You know, I've had people in my own life ask me about what are we going to do, and it's more just common sense. The American people are smart. We're free for a reason. Let's use that freedom and our intelligence to be wise about what we're going to do here in the face of this. We don't have to, you know, to hear Brian Kilmeade this morning ask the vice president, should we look into what China did, you know, quarantining whole cities? That mentality of the American people can't do and only the federal government can solve things is very dangerous. And I'm not saying there isn't a role for government. There is. There's a role for government at every level. But the mentality of the center, the strong man will save us. And I'm not talking about just the president, just that idea of the centralized authority will save us is a terrible way to think about it. It's not a very American way to think about it, in my humble opinion.
Well, that would not work. You couldn't. Right. We have to. Our Constitution wouldn't allow that.
Right.
You can't. What are you going to do, declare martial law and send the army out and take over everything? And, right. And if somebody leaves their house, you shoot them.
Right.
Because they've left it. You know, that's just, you know, ridiculous.
And so people are just, they're worked up and rightfully so. But here, Jim, I've got other calls. I got to run. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, just keep your sanity, folks.
Indeed. Everybody, keep your composure. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Good morning, Joey.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Well, I was good until I got an email. I was supposed to attend a conference in Chicago in April, and they're canceling it. Mm. So had a nice trip planned, but I guess we're going to eat some good old Chicago steak there. But anyway, I guess that's not going to happen. I think it's time for maybe we need to crank up the old Hank Williams, A Country Boy Can Survive.
Yeah, there you go.
I think if you was raised on shotgun, and you might can figure this thing out on your own. But anyway, it's really depressing. I was listening to Fox News Radio this morning on my Alexa, and I hear this lady from some college, may have been in Boston. I'm not sure. But anyway, it's one of the colleges. They shut them down, sent them home. And she's saying that this could go down as the worst year in history of this country. And I'm saying, my gosh, you know, what about World War II? What about World War I?
The Civil War, maybe?
Weren't those pretty bad compared to this? And then, I mean, and then she's saying, you know, we told our students to go home and tell their parents to get up a 6 months food supply. My gosh, these are supposed to be people that are educating our children, are educating other adults, and they're putting out this crap. I mean, it's just hysteria.
Well, and this is a nice reminder, by the way. On a lot of conversations we have, it's always man who's the plague on the earth. It's man who's the parasite on the earth. It's like, no, the natural environment, just ask our ancestors, is pretty nasty and has a way of sneaking up on you. And this is a reminder that it's also a nice reminder that we can't control everything. There's this weird mentality these days that, oh, if only we let go of our control, or if we controlled it more, things would be better. It's like, nope, it's kind of this balancing act of keeping your wits about you. And I think country boys know that better than anybody else.
Well, if you get it right down to the bare nuts and bolts, you can't control the past. You can't control the future. All you can do is control the moment and try to live your life. And
yeah.
You know, and that's all you can do. Have a good day, Joey.
Appreciate it, Steve. 272-9228. Got to hit another break here, but 272-9228. Love to hear what is happening in your life with this coronavirus. We can get into politics and stuff, and, you know, I am interested. How will this affect the runoff elections coming up here in the state of Alabama on March 31st? I would love to hear from the voters, you out there, 272-9228. But if you, like Steve, had some event planned and they've now canceled it, I'd like to hear about it and what you're doing about it. I think the more we talk about practical problems in our own lives and what we're doing to deal with them, it just serves us better as individuals, as communities, in order to actually deal with what's going on, as opposed to listening to the same old tired political nonsense we hear every day from the national media. And I share some of that nonsense too, but on situations like this, it drives me crazy. And it just hit me last night that the baseline presumption of so many in the media is that Americans are stupid, they can't do, and they must be helped and just carried around, you know, with training wheels. It's frustrating that that's the mentality. That's not most Americans I know. Not everybody's a scholar and, you know, elitist or whatever, but people generally have pretty good wits about them, and we should start using those wits now. 272-9228. More news and views when we come back.
TV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by LeQuire's New Year's Resolution Sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at LeQuire. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbylequire.com today. That's acbylequire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
License number 84417.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Time in the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Good suggestion, Steve.
I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
272-9228 if you'd like to get on the program. Now, there is a World Health Organization official. This is the first pandemic that can be controlled. There you go. It is good to have perspective here, and we'll get into that in just a second. This hour of News and Views, as always, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Turn those stacks of old home videos into a new and exciting event. Yes, save those analog memories by bringing them into the digital future. 40% off for the month of March for News and Views listeners. But you got to call 279-6036, 279-6036, and tell Dan Black and the team you are, in fact, a News and Views listener to get that 40% off on video transfers to digital format, not including films this month. Thank you again to Dan Black Studios for being a great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark, and you know it is good having perspective. I've been on this kick lately that, and Steve made such a good point about this, that there are people freaking out because they lack perspective. Now, does it give you too much solace to know that people in the past, for instance, had it so much harder? Probably not. But what we do have today is the capability to respond to things like this. For instance, as much as we, you know, it's ballyhooed and we talk about climate change and climate crisis and instability. In the last few decades, less people, a shrinking number of people are actually dying from natural disasters. In fact, we're having less hit to economic growth because of natural disasters. We respond and rebuild faster. It's always devastating. When you see what's happened recently in Tennessee, seeing images from Cookeville and Nashville, it's terrible. But we're able to respond to those natural disasters much quicker, and people are able to be safer in the first place from them. The same applies to these sorts of things going on with the coronavirus and COVID-19. Now, has the government been perfect here, the federal government? Of course not, and that's what I expect. There's a lot of, the president last night said we're getting rid of red tape. Why does the red tape exist in the first place is my point. And it's not I told you so. It's just there's a lot of stuff that doesn't need to be there. We could be much more efficient in the healthcare markets if we got the government, certain government rules out of the way. And I'm not saying there's no role for government, but there's a lot of mishaps in it. This sort of problem will always be solved. This or other natural disasters, other issues by technology, ingenuity, entrepreneurship, and yes, community, communication, working together instead of sniping at one another over who gets to control the power at the center. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, good morning, Joey.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris, how are you, man?
I'm fine. I just think people need to just kind of step back and understand, though, that this thing came from China.
Yes.
Okay? It either was a bioweapon that released, which we don't know, or it came from a wet market in China, in Wuhan.
Right.
And the problem is the Chinese government lied, and the world lost 2 weeks of trying to contain this thing because a communist, dirty government over there lied about it because they didn't want to lose face.
Right.
And this is what we're up against. So I appreciate the Democrats screaming, yelling, and blaming Trump for response. We tried to get CDC over there. They didn't accept us. So we lost time, and that's when it started spreading. And from what I understand, that the reason Europe is so bad off is because Italy is virtually owned by China now. Because of their investment over in Europe. So this, I think the problem, hopefully this thing will be taken care of and cleaned up quick. But my issue is, will China pay up? Because they deserve to pay the world for their mistake.
Some suggested, to your point, and getting great points all around, Chris, some have suggested this might be, in terms of the Chinese standing globally, kind of how Chernobyl was for the Soviet Union, that it just is utter incompetence.
Well, and when Chernobyl happened, that's when communist Russia fell.
Right.
It destroyed communist Russia. So, but my thing is that this is the fact that we trade with these people, they're liars, they're cheaters, they're stealers, they're thieves. And I would say if you want to try to resurrect the U.S. economy after this disaster, which probably is a little overblown, I would say the government probably needs to come in and offer all the companies that are over there zero interest construction loans to build businesses back here in the United States. Get the mask makers, get the biotech company, get those people back to the United States so we have those resources here, not in China and not dependent on some lying communist regime. And I'm telling you right now, if you look at that, their bots are out there now. They're trying to blame this on the United States.
Yep.
And there's been numerous articles about that. That's my fear. I just want people to understand this is not a U.S. problem. This was a Chinese problem that they lied about, and it caused great distress in the United States and all over the world.
And, it makes me think back to articles about, the elite and people saying, maybe state capitalism, whatever the hell that is, by China is the best model. They can build infrastructure more efficiently and quickly. They can just get the job done quicker. You had, people like Thomas Friedman from the New York Times, these folks, praising China for years now. It's not just that China lied to the world, Chris. You're absolutely right about that. They lied to themselves. And because of their government structure and the culture that runs their politics, and I always try to make a distinction between the people and the government, but that government, regional governors there in China were afraid to do anything because they were afraid of President Xi in Beijing, people that were calling this out, actual people going, this is bad. Hey, Chinese government, Communist Party, can we pay attention? They were locking those people up. So there's something to be said about, it's not just, oh, freedom's nice because it makes us comfortable. No, freedom is effective at solving problems. And we need to reiterate that point.
Yeah, well, you can't build a hospital in 2 weeks without slave labor, and that's what they used over there. Yep. They used slave labor from Mongolia and some of these other areas. And, I mean, they manipulate. And I'll tell you what, if you might hate Donald Trump, and, you know, you might question about what's going on in China. Go look at what was going on in those wet markets. If you're a PETA person, it is disgusting.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, these wet markets were not for the lowly peasant and all that. Those wet markets are for these higher-up people that were eating these weird concoctions thinking they were going to get some magical powers out of them. I mean, it gets really down and dirty. But, I mean, it is I've seen video. You can go to YouTube. It is disgusting. What they do to animals over there.
And don't forget that while this was going on in China, the Chinese sent a massive delegation to Davos for that big conference, and they sent a massive delegation to the White House for the Phase 1 trade deal. Didn't tell anybody about this stuff.
They need to own up,
and the Europeans should wake up. I think private companies already are waking up with their supply chains, as well as other critical infrastructure. And Trump's actually been on top of this from the beginning when it comes to China.
I hope so. Because of the destruction it's caused, this could be a boom in the long term for the United States to start manufacturing things here again. Not everything's going to be manufactured here, but things that are very important, like biotech, things like that. There's no reason for it to be overseas, and especially in the hands of communist Chinese people.
Great call, Chris. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
272-9228. Got to hit another break here for News and Views. News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of the program, folks, brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. They're located at 38 East Jefferson Street in downtown Montgomery, about 2-3 blocks from the Alley Station. Whether you're looking for standard oil change or air filter replacement, tire rotation, I love their monthly checklist program. Stop by once a month at Jenkins Tire and Automotive, and they look over your vehicle, make sure it's operating efficiently, smoothly, safely. But also, big jobs, whether it's air conditioning repair or getting that transmission repair. There's a lot of big things you don't want to do yourself. Call Jenkins Tire and Automotive today and set up an appointment. 265-0792, 265-0792, or go online and make an appointment. JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Jenkins Tire and Automotive, great sponsors here of News and Views. Be sure to tell them that you heard about Jenkins Tire and Auto and that you're thinking Jenkins because of News and Views. More News and Views when we come back.
A man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beats and up in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. Interested in selling your house? Here are 5 ways to sell it fast. Number 1, price it to sell, not to sit. Number 1 reason homes don't sell is the price. Buyers have shopped the market, and they know when a house is overpriced. Second reason houses stay on the market is condition. Your home needs to be in showroom condition from day one on the market. Professionally cleaning the home, paint where needed, and landscaping will go miles in getting your home sold in the marketplace. Number three, to sell in this market, the seller must offer to pay a portion of the closing costs and prepaids. Number four, stage the home. Remove clutter, simplify the home, open it up, show off the house. Number five, use a local realtor to market your home. A realtor will sell your home faster and for more money than trying to sell it yourself. To get all the details and selling your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or my personal email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home, that's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and
Well, hi, everybody. It's officially still winter for one more week, but wait till you hear this forecast. It's going to be a very warm March day today with a high temperature up to about 81. Tonight's low 64. Partly sunny today. Rain chances under 20%. Tomorrow, we'll take the rain chances slightly higher to 40% as a weak front heads south. Upper 70s Friday, and we'll be near 80 or low 80s Saturday and Sunday with widely scattered, isolated showers at best. Many areas will stay dry. Not much change Monday and Tuesday. And the pollen count in the medium high to high range each day right on through the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. There's Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi talking about their bill for meeting the coronavirus emergency. It's interesting how our long-run disagreements about approach and philosophy and just general thoughts on government, they show up even in a crisis.
Don't they, though?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, it's frustrating. And there's some things we can agree on, but generally speaking, I mean, the government, the one thing I would criticize the Trump administration for, it's not necessarily Trump himself, though the buck stops with him, he's the president, is the fact that this was bottlenecked. The testing was bottlenecked, and it wasn't effective. No, it's not like Trump went into the lab and goes, no, you need to add mustard. Like, that's not how it works.
Spice it up a little for me.
But, yeah, I think sometimes some of the regulations that, you know, people fight for and put in there for safety and different standards, they really slowed down the process, and we could have been testing it on top of this much quicker. But that's now why they're moving to the private sector so quickly.
They want it done without the red tape.
And it should have been done sooner. And, you know, don't get me wrong. The public health labs have done a pretty good job themselves. But what was happening is regional, local public health labs were being held back by the CDC.
That's right.
And the same, you know, in an exaggerated way, you had this problem in China, like I mentioned before.
Yeah, you remember how much they struggled to the point when they started, they were doing the tent hospitals and that type thing?
Yeah, and that's because they have too much centralized control. Mm-hmm. And they theoretically have people at the lower levels of government. But there's so much control by that central party that it's tough to do things efficiently and quickly.
Well, yeah, and if you're on that lower end of the government, the Chinese, you're not going to do anything until you're told.
Right. Oh, and by the way, it's Eddie Bader. He's joining me in studio.
Yes, I heard the bat signal. I saw the bat signal this morning. I thought I'd come running. Sorry I'm late. Don't abonish me too, man.
It's actually a big slice of pizza and something else, but I'm not going to say
excellent
on air. Yeah. It's not a bat that we send out to Eddie. Something else. 272-928-2729-228. You know, Eddie, do you have any jewelry laying around your house?
I don't. I did years ago, and we probably should have gotten rid of it before the fire.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
All of
our jewelry ended up being melted down into like a quarter-size piece. Yeah.
Well, before the fire, or if it's just laying around your house, why not consider calling up True Booth at Heirloom Jewelers?
Exactly right. Turn that into cash, man.
260-0066. When you call that number, 260-0066, you can set up an appointment with True Booth. Be sure to tell them, by the way, News and Views sent you and told you to call. Say, hey, Troop, I've got these few items. And can I come in and sell it to you? He's going to make an appointment in the morning, so he has plenty of time to devote to you.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to look over what you bring in, and you might think it's a bunch of junk. Well, you won't know until you talk to Troop. He's the true expert trained at the Gemological Institute of America. Or you might think it's too valuable, and he's not going to want to touch it.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Try Troop out. Try Troop out. Make an appointment. And if you agree on the value right then and there at that morning appointment.
Yeah.
You get paid right then and there.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, walking around cash.
That's what I'm talking about.
So who needs the government to extend unemployment when you can go sell your jewelry to Troop Booth at Heirloom Jewelers? And also, if you're looking to buy one-of-a-kind fine antique jewelry pieces, Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers, they're your folks. They're your folks, whether it's a ring, bracelet, nice watch. Antique watches are beautiful.
Oh,
handcrafted
yeah.
stuff, unique stuff. Check it out today. Heirloom Jewelers. They're at 6948 Vaughan Road here in Montgomery, Alabama. Or again, give them a call. 260-0066. Got to hit another break here. We went long in the earlier segment talking to Jim, talking to Steve.
Some good callers this
Chris.
Morning.
Chris, very good calls today.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get into a little bit of local stuff.
Okay, great.
Eddie and I were talking about off air. And we'll keep you abreast of what's going on. The stock market's down 1,700 points right now with Dow Jones. They hit that circuit breaker again this morning.
Also, this is not horrible news. When the stock market goes down like this, a lot of times interest rates go down.
Yeah, and hey, if you didn't sell anything, you're not losing money.
You're not losing, and now it's a buyer's market.
Yeah.
That
I think
works,
this too shall pass. Be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Vaughan Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg or each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about eight different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody that wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughan and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access to everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. No long-term commitment in helping you fulfill those fitness goals for 2020. Get in on this short-term offer now. Don't wait. Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Shop the best sale of the season. Save 25 to 75% on hundreds of gift items, home decor ideas, and floral supplies. Join us Saturday, March 21st for designer demos and music by Brian Brantley. Refreshments, door prizes, and door busters available. Don't miss our spring open house, March 19th through 21st, for huge savings on our already low outlet prices. Your best deal can be found at Cafco Outlet, Montgomery's favorite outlet store, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
A new floor is a big decision, but with the Home Depot in your corner,
It doesn't have to be a hard one. Take waterproof Stony Oak vinyl plank flooring from the Home Decorators Collection. Right now, just $229 a square foot. There's even more in store for you in our flooring showroom. From classic looks to the newest trends, you'll cover a lot of ground. For style, durability, and guaranteed low prices on floors, it's a good time to be a doer at the Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. U.S. only.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See StraightTalk.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back.
It isn't hard to see.
You're listening to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark, your host. Alongside me, Eddie Bader, in the house.
In the house. What you got playing there, Joey?
A song called Liberty by a band called Amnesty.
He supports Amnesty!
Well, I support their music.
Pretty good.
It is a good song. And Kanye West, Yeezy, sampled this a couple years ago for a song.
Maybe that's why it sounds
But good stuff, yeah. The song's called Liberty. This hour of News and Views, again, folks, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Take advantage of 40% off for the month of March for News and Views listeners on video transfers, not including films, but videotapes to a digital format. Preserve those analog memories by bringing them into the digital future. 279-6036, 279-6036. That's the number for Dan Black Studios. Thank you again to the whole team at Dan Black Studios being a great sponsor this hour of the program. So the president just put out a message. I'm actually looking at it on the Book of Faces, but I'm sure it's a tweet, too. You know, yesterday I opened up the show with a bit of a rant.
Yes, you did.
A monologue on the FISA court.
Mm-hmm. Well-deserved.
And I have to say, it seems as though Donald Trump is being a very good president. Very good president.
Was he listening to you, Joey?
No, he wasn't listening to me, but I suspect he was listening to Mike Lee and Rand Paul.
Okay.
Here's what Trump just put out 4 minutes ago, folks. Many Republican senators want me to veto the FISA bill until we find out what led to and happened with the illegal attempted coup of the duly elected president of the United States and others. Yeah. Let's find out.
I think we all want to know.
And now, has Trump promised anything in this message? No.
No.
But I think he might be on the right track. So.
And knowing Trump, reading between the lines, you know there's something coming.
Yeah. The reform they suggested yesterday is not.
No.
Not up to snuff. It's not serious. And I get tired of this crap. We have these very serious revelations where people are not just abusing, say, Donald Trump and his associates, like